The prevalence of skin cancer appears to be growing in the United States. So to increase public awareness of the dangers of skin cancer and of ways to prevent it, the American Academy of Dermatology has dubbed May 6th as Melanoma Monday. Ultraviolet light causes melanoma, and people with fair skin are more at risk. But dermatologists warn even people with darker skin are susceptible to developing skin cancer. Dr. Zoe Drelis practices dermatology in High Point. She says people have a misconception about suntans, leading to a nationwide increase in the number of people diagnosed with skin cancer.
The suntan is actually a sign of skin injury. When you burn yourself on the oven, the first thing that happens after the blister's gone away is the skin turns brown. So while we have sort of transformed tanning into a sign of health and a sign of leisure, tanning is actually a sign of skin damage. And the majority of skin cancers, especially basal cell and squamous cell carcinomas, are related to the cumulative sun exposure that an individual gets over their entire lifetime.
As a result, Dr. Drelis says a person's skin cancer may not show up until they're in their 40s, 50s, or 60s. Dr. Drelis also says one of the most common mistakes people make is to ignore changes in moles or sores on their skin.
Change is one of the most important factors to observe in a mole, and if you have a mole that's changing and developing new colors or new little fingers of pigment coming from the sides of it, it's possible it could be a melanoma.
According to the Skin Cancer Foundation, this year almost 9,500 people will die of melanoma. So to protect yourself from developing skin cancer, Dr. Drelis recommends wearing sunscreen of SPF 30 or higher and reapplying it every 2 hours, wearing a hat or visor when out in the sun, sitting under an umbrella, avoiding tanning beds, and to stay out of direct sunlight between 10 and 3 p.m. when the sun's rays are strongest. Catherine Mobley, WFDD News.